Shyamalan from Sweetest Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the pasuk that tells us that Rashi says the krivu is kavolas dam. And it also means halacha, that both are done with Bnei Aaron. The Ramban argues with Rashi, and he says, no, the Lashon of HaKrivu is just Kabbalah Sadam. And it's not Halacha Sadam, because it's making it into a korban. When is it made into a korban? It's made into a korban when it's when the korban is Makabal the Dam. And then it says, Hizkir B'Bala Korban, first it has the Bala Korban doing Havas Smicha and Shechita. And then, after the Shechita, we're Mazkir B'nei Aaron. So the Kabbalah is Mitzvahs Kahuna. Because right after the Shechita, it starts talking about Bnei Aaron. So we want to understand the Machlokas, what how the Ramban's arguing with Rashi, because they seem to be saying the same thing. Because Rashi says in the Gemara that since it's talking about it's after Shechita, it says Bnei Aaron, Vikriv Bnei Aaron after the Shechita, so the Melech referring to Kabbalah Sadam. And also Vayter Halacha, but also Kabbalah Sadam. And the Ramban says the same thing. It's after Shechita referring to Kabbalah Sadam. So as we explained in the previous shiur at length, that no, the Ramban says it's pshat is that it's not because it's after the Shechita, because maybe it's referring to halacha. But rather, pshat is because it's a different sug, it's a different category. So first of all, the lashon of hakrava is the lashon of Kabbalah Sadam. That's how the Ramban learns the lashon of Kabbalah Sadam. And the reason he mentions it after it's done after the Shechita, it's because it's coming lafuke. It was until the Shechita, you do it with the Bailim. And now, not only don't you need the Bailim, but it needs to be done with the Kohen. Because it says, Vikrivu b'nei Aaron. And this Hakrava, so the reason it's brought after the Shechita, the reason the Ramban contrasts it with Shechita is because, like we saw from the Gemara, that in principle you need the Bailim. Just we have a special gzeiros hakasav that the shliach derachmanah because they can't be your shliach because you can't do it yourself if you're not a kohen. So maybe they have to be shliach derachmanah, but in theory you need the bailam. They're saying no, you don't need the bailam. Why? Because different sug. Until now you need the bailam, but now this type of sug avoda don't need the bailam. And what type of sug avoda is that? That's the sug avoda v'krivu, which is kabbalah sadam. So since v'krivu means kabbalah sadam, we say that from that sug avoda, it's a different category. In the mele, that doesn't require kohanim anymore. That doesn't require the bialim anymore. That has to be done with kohanim. That's kabbalah sadam, and then we say vayter. The rest of it also, if that has to be done with kohanim, then the rest of the avodas also have to be done with kohanim. So that's betamzis, what we learned in the previous year. And now we go further. The Mizrahi brings from the Torah's kohanim. Bekrivizu kabbalah sadam yachol zrik shom rizak where zrik amur aino amur. So it says Vikribu is Kabbalah Sadam. I might think it's Zerika. No, it already says Vizarko. So what's it referring to? So it must be referring to Kabbalah Sadam. So that's the Taurus Kohanim. It's brought this price is brought in Zevachim 13a. Frek the Mizrahi. We see that it's not because it says it after Vishachtu. Why, how do we know that it's referring to Kabbalah Sadam? Not because it says it after Vishachtu, but because it says already Zrika. Once you already have Zrika in the Pasuk, so then what is a Krivu? It must be Kabbalah Sadam. So this is against Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi and the Gemara and the Ramban and Chumash, they learn it's because it says it after Vishachtu. Since it says it after Vishachtu, the Krivu, it says after Vishachtu, it must be talking about Kabbalah Sadam. That's not what the Taurus Kohanim says and the Gemara. They say that it's because it's we already mentioned Zrika. Once we mention Zrika, says Vikrivu must be referring to Kabbalah Sadam. So that's A, it's against the Ramban and Rashi. And B, so who says that it's talking about the Kabbalah? Maybe it's talking about Halacha. We only coming lafuka that it's not talking about Zrika because it already says Zrika in the Pasuk. But maybe it's talking about halacha. I don't know. It's talking about Kabbalah Sadam. So based on what we said in the Ramban, it would appear as follows: that this din is not based on the fact that it said lach l'shchita. Ein din ze mevusas al ma shenamar devar lachar shechita miyad. That's not what we say. As we explained, that's not pshat in the Ramban. The pshat is al ma shenamar shesug acher umiyuchad shel avudot hu shein tzorach lzeres habayla. There's a certain sug, certain category of avodas that don't require the baila. Or hari sakadaitach shesug acher hu. Rak bezrika shebo yishna kapara. So the havamina is that only by zrika with this kapara, that's a different sug. Shakol avudot klom enu al hachanala. And the other avodas are only hachana. So therefore the hafka is only going to be on the zrika. We're only mafkia the bailam from the zrika, because that's a different suk, because there the zrika brings the kapara. So comes the Torah's quantum and says, no, can't be referring to zrika. You know why? If you know what vikrivu means? Vikrivu is kabbalah sadam, because zrika is already mentioned. Since Zerika is already mentioned, it must be referring to Kabbalah Sadam, because it can't be referring to Zerika. So what do you see from here? You see that that it doesn't have to be the sug of avodas that's mechaper. It doesn't have to be misug avodas shemechaperim, because the Zerika is already mentioned, so it's clearly not referring to Zerika. So it's not referring to the sug that's mechaper. And Mamela, what is it? Yes, referring to? It's referring to Kabbalah. Because Kabbalah is not mechaper. It's referring to something that's not mechaper. So that's the Toras Kohanim. Toras Kohanim says that it's referring to something. You see that it's not referring to Zerika. So it must be referring to something that's not mechaper. And what's not mechaper? Not mechaper is the Kabbalah. I maybe means halacha. So like the Ramban says, no, that's not what the Ekrivu means. Ekrivu means Kabbalah. Making it into a carbon. What makes it into a carbon? Kabbalah Tzedah makes it into a carbon. So Kabbalah Tzedah makes it into a carbon. But again, the Havamina that you'd be talking about Zerika is because it's what it's saying is that it's after Shechita, is that it's a different sug than Shechita. That after Shechita, we're coming Lafuke the Bailin. So what's the difference? So Dafka Zerika. And then Torah's Kohanim says, no, it can't be Zerika. Zerika is already mentioned. Ah, so then what is it? It's Kabbalah. Ah, maybe it means Halacha. So for that we have the Ramban. The Ramban comes in and says, no, it can't be referring to Halacha because of Ikrivu, it's referring to make it into a carbon, which is the Kabbalah. That's what makes it into a carbon. But if not for that, if it wouldn't have said Zerika explicitly in the Pasuk, you would think it's Zerika. Because Rika is also part of that Korbanos HaKarbon. Holacha l'maisa, you could do without. Like we see in the Mefarshim, that if you're close enough to the Zbech, you can do without the Holacha. So who says the Holacha makes it into a carbon? But the Kabbalah can make it into a carbon. It's Rika also, but it's also a Korbanos. It's not the beginning of making it into a carbon, but it's also part of that Korbanos. So you would think it's talking about Zerika, because Rika is a different sug than Shechita and before Shechita, because Rika is a Kapara. But since Rika is already mentioned, so then what are you left with? You're left. It's either going to be Kabbalah or Halacha. And since the Kabbalah, the Ramban says, what makes it into a carbon, maybe we're going to say that it's referring to the Kribu's Kabbalah Sadam. So therefore, the Torah's Quan of not Soiser, the Ramban. Ramban is working together with the Torah's Kohanim. The Torah's Kohanim is coming lafuka that it's not talking about Zerika, and Mamela it's talking about Kabbalah Sadam, and it's telling us that it's Kabbalah Sadam because that's, as the Ramban says, what makes it into a carbon. That's the Vikribu. That's what it means. And that's a different sug than the Shechita and what's before that. And the Lamaisa, this kash is also asked on Rashi and Yuma. This kash is asked, Taisis in Chagigir Aleph Amr Aleph, Yirmatz V'Krivu, and Yuma Chav Zayin Amr Aleph, Yirmatz V'Krivu, and Rashi and Zvachim. Because Rashi and Zvachim says that it's because it's after, how do you know it's talking about Kabbalah? You know that it's talking about Kabbalah because it's Kabbalah Tzedam, because it's written after Shechita. So we see from here, that's not how you know it's talking about Kabbalah Tzedam, because the Midrash says, and the Taretz Kohanim says, the Krivu is Kabbalah Tzedam. I might think it's Zerika. Kamashmal, no, it's not Zerika. So it must be because we already mentioned Zerika, so it must be referring to Kabbalah Tzedam. Rashi says, no, it's not how you know. You know it because it's written after Shechita. So we ask the Kach on Rashi, that's the Taitz asked on Rashi. So we can answer as follows. So Mitzad Atzma, the Lashon of a Krivu is Mashmal, like the Ramban says, it's talking about a Krabbas HaKarban and not being Makarivit to the Mizbeach. And therefore, you might think it's talking about Zerika, which is the Ikar HaKrava, and then there's no Hechrech from the fact that it's written after Vikshachat. So it could be that the Havamina, anyway, of the Gemara, is that it's referring to Zerika. Because Zerika is the Ikar HaKrava. Because Zerika is what brings you the Kapara. That's the Ikar HaKrava, it's a carbon. It's written after Vishachat. No. Because what's going to be contrasting, what's after the Vishachat, is a different sug. What's that sug that's after Vishachat? The Ikar HaKrabas HaKarban, which is the Zrika. So when it says Vishachat, Vishachat's also going to include Kabbalah Sadam, because that's in the same sug as Kabbalah. We would think, this is now all in Rashi, we would think that Shechita also includes Kabbalah Sadam. And the contrast is with Zerika, because Zerika is the Ikar HaKrabas HaKarban. And therefore when it says Vikrivu, it's talking about the Zerika. ומשום שהחילוק בין שחיטה לזריקה שנאמר בפסוק הוא חילוק על סוג העבודות. The חילוק between שחיטה and זריקה is a distinction between different types of avodas. That there's an avoda בקורבן, שישנה עבודה בקורבן, ויש את ההקרבה עצמה, ובדי ייתכן שכל העבודות שעד הזריקה שהיא הקרבה, בכלל ושחת הם. So maybe all the avodas until זריקה, which is והקריבו, that's in the Havamina, according to Rashi, is all included in Vishachat. No, can't be though, because Zerika is already mentioned. Zerika is already mentioned. So therefore, since Zerika is already mentioned, the Vikrivu cannot be referring to Zerika. So what is the Krivu yes referring to? It's referring to the not different suga avoda, because again, when you want to contrast suga avoda, so you can contrast zrika and shchita, because zrika is the ikar covers a carbon, that's what brings the kapara, whereas everything else, shchita and kabbalah and halacha, they're all maisa avoda, but they're not the ikar hakarvus a carbon, so maybe vikrivu zrika, but we say no, it can't be zrika because zrika is already mentioned. So now what are we left with? We're left with the Vikrivu. What's Vikrivu referring to? So, הרי שוב לא ניתן לפרש את מה שכתוב Vikrivu על הקרבה. Can't be talking about the Ikar HaKrava, אלא על מייסה הקרב שהוא מייסה עבודה בקרבן. We're talking about the מייסה עבודה בקרבן, not the Ikar HaKrava. Now, when you're talking about the מייסה עבודה, is Kabbalah included in Shechita? No, it's a different מייסה. When we're talking about the sug, so maybe it's the same sug, because the ikar kapara is with the zrika, and that's a different category than the shchita. But when we're talking about maisim, Kabbalah is a different maisa than shchita. As v'klapei maaseh avodah, ein maaseh ha-kabbalah b'chla maaseh ha-shchita. V'shapir yesh lomod b'madichti v'ikrivu l'basar v'shachat, shemaisa zeh eino b'chlal v'shachat. Elahu ala Kabbalah. That this Maisa, man, it's talking about a different Maisa. Vikrivu is a different Maisa then. Right? It's not referring to a different Sug, it's referring to a different Maisa. So what different Maisa, when it says Vikrivu, what different Maisa than Shechita is it referring to? So Rashi says, what comes after Shechita? What comes right after Shechita? Kabbalah. That's how Rashi says it's referring to Kabbalah. But that's only after we come to Lafuke Zerika. If we wouldn't have said Zerika, you would have said Tzomad Zerika, because that's a different sug than Shechita. But once we see that it's not referring to Zerika, because it already says Zerika, so then what's Vikrivu referring to? Okay, a different Maisav of the Avodah. What's a different Maisav than Shechita? Kabbalah. And that's the Maisav that comes right after Shechita. Therefore it makes sense that it's referring to Kabbalah. So that'll be Pshat possibly in Rashi. So again, according as we learned in the previous year, According to the Ramban, it's not just because it says it after Shechita. It's not Pshat. Because it says it after Shechita. Since it says it after Shechita, it says Vikrivu after Shechita, so it must be referring to Kabbalah. Mapetom, maybe it's referring to Halacha. It's referring to Zerika. Well, it can't because it says it later in the Pasuk. But maybe Halacha. So, the answer is that the word vehikrivu means Kabbalas Hadam, and it's telling you that it's lafuke. In other words, until Shechita, which is not part of the actual avoda, so that requires Bailam. And now we're coming lafuke Bailam, that you need Kohanim. And that's why it says that it's done after Shechita. It's just coming to contrast. Because the word vikrivu, according to the Ramban, means Kabbalah Sadam. And the reason it says that it's done after Shechita is not because, oh, just because it comes after Shechita must mean that it's referring to Kabbalah Sadam. No. It's referring to Kabbalah Sadam because that's what the word means. The reason it says it's done after Shechita is contrasting. That until now you need the Bailam, and now you don't need the Bailam anymore. Now you need Kohanim. And the fact that the Torah's Kohanim gets it from the fact that it already says Zerika, it's because you would have a Havamina. That if Vikri was talking about Zerika, because it's a different Sugah of Avoda. Because the Ramban is saying that from the Sugah of Avoda on, when you make it into a carbon, Vikri will make it into a carbon, you need Kohanim. So you would say, ah. So from the time it's a carbon, when you're doing Hakrabas a carbon, you need a Kohen. So what's the starkest contrast between Hakrabas a carbon and non-Hakrabas a carbon? Zerika, because Zerika is the Ikar Hakrabas a carbon. Because that brings the kapara. So you think that only there you need a coin. So kamash mla, no. That vikrivu means, but you read it says rika. So it can't mean rika. So then what then does vikrivu mean? When is it? When do you start the maisa akrava? It's actually considered akrava as a carbon that requires a coin. From the Kabbalah Sadam, because vikrivu means Kabbalah Sadam. That's the pshuto shel mikra vikrivu according to the Ramban. That's when you make it into a carbon. The Kabbalah Sadam makes it into a carbon. But only after you have the exclusion of Zerika. Otherwise, you would say, oh, that's the Ikar Karbis HaKarbon. Zerika, that's where you get the Kapara. Kamash Blan, no. It already says Zerika is a Mela. It means Vikrivu you go back to Kabbalah Saddam, because that's what it means. And it doesn't mean Halach. It means Dafka, making it into a carbon. Why take it to a carbon? The Kabbalah Saddam. That's part of the Maisa Krava. That's when you start the Maisa Krava. And therefore, that's when you acquire a coin. And we also asked on Rashi. Rashi says that it's because it's in the Gemara. It says because it's after Shechita. That's how you know. The Gemara says that that's not how you know that Vikrivu is talking about Kabbalah Sadam because it's after Shechita. But rather, because when we come Lafuke Zerika, and therefore Vikrivu is Kabbalah Sadam. So it's not like Rashi. So the answer is Mitzad Atzmo Lashin Vikrivu is Mashma Hakravas HaKarbon, and not bringing it close to the Mizbech. And therefore you would say, what's the Ikar Hakravas HaKarbon? The Ikar HaKarbon is a carbon, like we said in the Ramban. That means it's talking about Zerika. That's the Ikar HaKarbon is a carbon. But the moment you have Zerika, it's coming Lafuke Zerika. So now what are you left with? It already says Zerika. So it can't be talking about Zerika. So let's look at the Pasuk. In the Pasuk it says Shechita, and then it says Vikrivu. So what does Vikrivu mean? So Vikrivu must mean Kabbalah Sadam. And Rashi says not only mean Kabbalah Sadam. Rashi says in the Chumash, it says it also means Halacha. But in the Gemara, it says it means Kabbalah Sadam. Why? Because it's written after Shechita. Since after Shechita, it says Vikrivu. So therefore, it's talking about Kabbalah Sadam, because that's what comes after Shechita. But again, it's only after we're coming Lafuke Zerika. If not, you say that it's referring to Zerika, because Zerika is the contrast between, that's the Hakrava HaKarbon and non-Hakrava HaKarbon. But since we already have the word Zerika, so Hakrava must mean something else. So you say, all right, we ended up with Shechita. That was the last word that we think we spoke about. So Mimela, when it says Vikribu, that's referring to Kabbalah's Adam. So I hope that I faithfully conveyed the words of Rabbeinu Zatzal. And he says that the carbon iron and the Torah's Kohanim is also Miyashiv Rashi like this. I looked on the That's our chachma. I wasn't able to find the Taras Kohanim with the carbon iron. Anyway, but I saw other nice Perushim, Chavetz Chaim, Rabbeinu Hillel, and Maduras Tsuker, with the commentary of the Ravid, Nesil Sagra, so this is Rav Mirash Mishans. Akoponim, May Rav Rabbeisai, that is this offering. There's so much more to talk about, Mamish. So we should be Zerche to revisit this. And I thank you, the world, for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.